Welcome to Shot in the Arm Podcast with Brett Denton, where he believes in maximizing your potential. It's your podcast for high performance, ultimate power, and limitless living. We get into life hacks, performance tips, and optimizing strategies for your life. So get ready, because we're about to get another shot in the arm.
Welcome to the Shot in the Arm Podcast. I am your host, Brett Denton. Today's shot is with Jeff Choate, head football coach at Montana State University, adventure seeker in life, and mentor to thousands of men on their path to self-actualization. Get ready for a heavy dose of taking time on the front end. Roll up your sleeve, relax, breathe, and let's stick that needle deep for today's Shot in the Arm. Coach Choate, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
Let's dive right in here. What are we talking about when we're taking time on the front end?
Well, I think the most important thing that you have to do when you enter into a relationship, or in our case, coming into building a new culture within our football program here at Montana State, is you've really got to build trust. And I think that there's I think there's a three-legged model, so to speak, to building trust, and we call it the three C's. And what our deal is first of all, you have to be a person of character. People have to think that that you're a good person, that you don't mean them any harm. The second thing is that people have to believe that you're competent, that you know what you're talking about. And for me in the football world, you know, I built a resume over 20 something years as a football coach that hopefully shows that I kind of know what I'm talking about. But I think it's also getting in front of the group and them feeling that you instill confidence in them based on your competence and whatever your field of expertise is. And the third, and in my mind, the most important C is connection. The old adage that people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care, I think really does, that is very true. And I think that for us, what we had to do when we got here was we had to prove to these young men that we were men of character, that we had good values. We had to let them know that we knew what we were talking about. We could help them be successful. But most importantly, we had to build that connection, that trust. The reason I think that that's important on the front end is because once the trust is established, now the results can occur. I can't push these young men or ask them to do things that maybe are challenging or difficult until we've broken those barriers down and we have that connection and that trust. And so I think investing on the front end is a hugely important part of developing a trusting relationship that can lead to productivity, whether you're talking about in your personal life with your family, your businesses, or certainly in our situation, a team.
Yeah, I think that's huge. And I think that's huge in, like you said, just about any category that you could look at. I mean, even take it from a business perspective, right? If you don't have trust in the business that you're dealing with, you're a lot less likely to do business with them for very long, or likely to spend very much money with them, right? Or if you're a boss or a manager or somebody who manages people, which is kind of what you do as a coach. I mean, more or less, you're coaching them, but it's a little bit of a management situation as well. And in order for them to get true buy-in and really, really go all out for you, right? And listen to you and understand you, and then put in the sweat and the blood and the tears for you and the mission of the company, I think that trust part is huge. And yes, you know, the connection part, I think, is a big part of that. But if they think you don't know what you're talking about, or if they think you're full of it, right, it doesn't matter how connected you are, it's not going to work, right?
Correct. Yeah, I think that's they're very interrelated. You could say that maybe the connection part is the most important, because that once you've connected to them emotionally, especially, they're more likely to buy in. But without the other two pieces, without the competence and the character, you never get to the connection phase. And so I think those are very important. I think the character part of it, just to kind of build on that, I think follow through is really important. I think that's an important part of people seeing you as a person of character. Essentially, I mean, to break it down, it's, you know, you have to do what you say you're going to do. And I think people look for that, especially if you're new to a situation. So I try to be as clear as I can about what the expectations are, who I am, what I need from them. You have to really be intentional. You can't be reactionary at all. You've got to take emotion out of decisions and really be calculated, because I think that's where they start to realize that you're a person of principle and character. And then you've got to be accountable for your own actions. You can't ask somebody to do something and behave a certain way if you're not willing to do that yourself. And so I think that from a character standpoint, those are things that are really important. The competence part, I think you have to show that you have the ability to solve problems. That's the thing that I think kids look for in my situation. But I think that's there's carryover into any relationship there. So you focus on contributing to being productive, not being right, but being productive. What do we need to do to move this situation forward? Not, I want to be right. What do we need to do to make the organization better or to help our family be more cohesive? And I think there's a very distinct line there because people most of the time want to be right.
Yeah, I think that's actually a huge piece of the puzzle there, because I think to build trust, when you're talking about that competence piece and not always needing to be right, is huge. Because if people see you as somebody who always needs to be right, then I think you're going to lose trust in the long run, because they don't believe that you listen to them. They don't believe that you have good ideas, or that you think they have good ideas, and they just think you're going to shut everything down, right?
I would agree. And I think that's a part of that is that was going to be my next point, which is you need to be open and willing to learn. You know, you can't have all the answers, as you kind of referred to. And another part of that is really being, you have to be a really good decision maker to be a person of competence. And so that, and you could even tie that into the character piece too, because, you know, making good decisions in your personal life certainly affects your character, but it also affects your competence. If people don't think that you make good decisions, they're less likely to follow you and trust you. And whether that's, whether that's something that you do socially, whether that's something you do personally, whether that's, how you present yourself professionally, all of those things matter, and people are always watching. And so I think those are definitely things to keep in mind.
So what would you tell the person who, you know, they already have their family, they're already, 10 years into their business or their, management role or whatever situation they're in, and people see them as the person that they've been being for however long it's been? How would they then go back? Because, like you started a new situation. It's kind of, I'm not going to say it's easy, but it's a fresh slate. For somebody that doesn't have a fresh slate, how do they start building this trust thing?
Well, I think that your actions are going to be everything. I mean, we all can talk a good game. There's no question that we have a saying in Montana, you can't be all hat and no cattle. And essentially what that means is you can't just be somebody that talks a good game and doesn't put up when it's time to go. And I think that's what most people are pretty good at. They'll get confronted with a behavior or a situation that they feel like they want to change, and they'll talk a good game. They'll talk themselves into the fact that they think they're doing what they need to do to change their behavior. But to take that step, a lot of times your environment does need to change. I think that's something that people need to, if you're going to, you feel like you're going to have the exact same environment and get a different result, that's usually not going to be the case. And so whether that's stepping out and changing, maybe it's taking a different role within the company that you already work for to challenge yourself and grow. Maybe it's joining a gym, to change your environment. If you want to change your behavior, and you've been walking and working out at your house and you haven't gotten the results that you need, well, you probably need to change your environment. And so I think those are things that people have to be willing to and look at. And that's a challenging thing to do, because it's easy to talk yourself into it. It's harder to get up and go do it.
Yeah, you hit some really good stuff there. When you're talking about environment, it's extremely hard to change who you are without changing your environment. And I could speak for a long time about that, but, both internal and external environment. But if you're able to change the external environment, it's much easier to change the internal. It's a lot harder to go the other direction. And, the old saying, perception is reality. If you all of a sudden start acting like a different person, they're still going to perceive you as the person that you've been for the past 5, 10, 15, 20 years, right? And so you either have to, kind of saddle up and be ready for a long ride in being that person and really forcing people to understand that you are that person, or as you said, Choate, I mean, you need to basically take your horse and cattle elsewhere, right?
Yeah, I think that's And I think, if you talk about people that have serious issues, let's talk about substance abuse, for example. There is no possible way that they're going to get the support they need to change that behavior if they're in an environment where people who have allowed them to have that behavior for a long, long time are still there. And so that's why one of the big reasons why, what's the first thing that happens? Okay, you admit you have a problem, you go to rehab, you get out of that environment, that external environment. And so I think that's important. It really ties back into one of the things that we talked about earlier, which is having the courage to live your life on your terms and not being afraid to step out and change that environment to be able to change the behavior that you want to change.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more with that. Okay, let's wrap up here with what can somebody do to that shot in the arm today that they can start basically, you know, building trust and building trust on the front end or on the back end if they're too late. You know, what's the one thing that they can put into action today?
Well, I think that one of the things that I try to do every day is I try to wake up and I ask myself, okay, what do I need to do to help my players? What do I need to help my coaches? And so if you want to build trust, you got to make it about somebody else and not you. And I think that's really important. I think the connection thing that we talked about, that we hit on the three C's, right? We hit on being a person of character, being a person of competence, and then allowing yourself to make that personal connection. I think if you find out what's important to others and make it important to you in a way that they can feel it, in a way that they can become emotionally engaged with it, you're going to really deeply develop a trusting relationship. And I think that's probably the first thing you got to do is you've got to understand the three C's and make that, and whether you're entering into a relationship for the first time with a coworker, whoever it may be, or it's a relationship that's been existing for a long time and you want to wipe the slate clean and start over, you got to keep the three C's in mind.
Awesome. There you go, guys. Start immediately working on your character, your competence, and your connection. Coach Choate, as always, it was a pleasure having you. I will talk to you real soon.
All right. Thanks, Brent.